Gerardo Vázquez, Robert Kennedy, and Caesar's Fast. Date was March 10th, 1968. I was 11 years old. My father, Alfredo, was taking my mom, a couple of my sisters, me and my brother to join Caesar at Memorial Park in Delano. When we arrived, there were a lot of people. I got used to the idea that my father was involved in something huge and very special. It was a beautiful day. It was not cold or wet. People were happy, and you felt something very strong in the air. A unity amongst everyone. It was kind of like Easter Sunday, but magnified. Everybody passing had smiles on their face, everyone walking, headed in the same direction in the park. There was also what seemed to be a restrained anticipation all around. Something was going to happen here today. I was told that there was going to be a mass. Now that's something I could understand. We always went to church. I was even an altar boy. Then people started screaming, "Kennedy! Viva Kennedy! Wow!" Senator Eddie Kennedy was in the park, the brother of John F. Kennedy, the late president of the United States. He was coming to be with Caesar today as he broke his fast during the mass. The cheers started getting closer. I stood up on a concrete base of a park lamppost and saw the crowd making its way in my direction. They were reaching out, touching, and shaking hands with this white guy. "Viva Kennedy! Viva Kennedy!" It reminded me of an old black and white movie that I had seen where Jesus Christ came into town on a donkey. People were swarming all around, putting up branches before him to walk on. Now, there were no palm branches here, but people reached out about the same as they did in the movie, trying to touch Kennedy. I was standing next to my mother when the senator passed right in front of us, not more than 5 feet away. The crowd was pushing as it bunched up, moving along with him. It was exciting. I stepped forward into the current and allowed myself to be swept away along for about 20, 30 feet as Kennedy walked with the crowd. They sat Robert Kennedy next to Caesar, and the priest began the mass. Caesar looked very weak and tired as he sat there. His head drooped like he didn't have the strength to hold it up. Mr. Kennedy, with a worried look on his face, kept gazing at Caesar. He appeared to be concerned for Caesar's health. But that was not all of it. This grand United States senator sat next to this poor farm worker in awe. This small framed man who sacrificed to the farm worker's struggle was not only undeniable, it was spiritual. Mr. Kennedy appeared humbled by Caesar's devotion to the struggle and by the farm worker's devotion to Caesar. On this day, Robert Kennedy may have felt like he was sitting next to a giant in a small brown body. Farm workers had been praying for Caesar's health and for La Causa in the park under the sun. Robert Kennedy and Caesar both took communion, and the fast was over. There was singing and prayer and clapping. It felt good to be with all of these people. There was something very strong, a feeling that reached way down inside, a feeling of truth, of purity, of dedication and determination. There was so much love in that park that day. These were feelings I again and again would experience as I learned about and lived within this movement. I watched my father in unity amongst all the farm workers here today in the park. Without completely understanding, I could feel why it was so important and why my father had to be away from us so much, working with the union, helping to unite farm workers. I felt proud. Starting to come into focus was the multitude of hope people had, a belief that workers united could stand up and their voices and concerns would be heard, that they were going to make a difference in what they and their children were going to have as a future. The union would have a poster made inspired by one of the marches, showing a long line of people holding flags being led by the banner of the Virgen de Guadalupe. On this poster, there would be a quote by Victor Hugo, "Nothing can withstand the force of an idea whose time has come." All the people in the park today, thousands of poor people, people who looked just like me, in our hearts, we knew that this was our time. we would not be stopped. After the Mass, Kennedy got up and spoke. The people cheered and started chanting, "Kennedy for president! Kennedy for president!" As he walked leaving the park all the way to his car, people followed cheering, "Kennedy for president! Kennedy for president!" As a crowd broke up leaving the park, I sat on the grass with my father, close to where the Mass had been held. He was meeting with a few of the leadership and staff, talking about how the event turned out. One young white staffer guy walked up to the meeting a little after it started. I had seen this guy at some of the other staff meetings my father had attended. He looked like he wanted to say something. He couldn't contain himself. He kept fidgeting. He sat next to me and said, "I was in the car that took Kennedy to the airport. From inside the car, Mr. Kennedy and I listened to the chants of the campesinos saying, 'Kennedy for president,' as we drove out of the park." I could tell Bobby was really being moved by all the voices outside his window and all the support he received here in the park. I was surprised how this young staffer was now calling the senator by his nickname. The staffer went on to say, "Then Bobby took a deep breath and kind of said to himself, 'Maybe I will run for president.' I remember the expression on this young staffer's face. It was glazed over when he told me what had just happened. He rubbed his arms like he had goosebumps on them. He continued and said, 'I think I just experienced firsthand a moment in time that could change history.' He believed that this was when Robert Kennedy made the decision to enter the race for the presidency of the United States. 6 days later, Mr. Kennedy, Bobby, officially announced his candidacy to the rest of the world. After the meeting, I walked to our car, and there were still plenty of people in the park. They looked like they were glowing. There was an energy everywhere. It was coming from inside people. Because of Caesar, the fast, and Robert Kennedy, there was a very deep, very real feeling of hope. This hope was now part of poor people's lives. A hunger inside of us had been fed. We as a united people believed we had a voice, and indeed we did. I left the park with an incredible feeling. That day was pretty cool. My heart was full."